Stevie, you finally got back out on the field after a year following that ACL surgery. What did it feel like? You told me there would be butterflies going into that Bills game.
Yeah, there was. There definitely was. And but I mean, it felt great. I just remember before the game, just talking to Trill, and I'm just like, man, you know, I gotta wait for this first hit. Gotta see what it's gonna be like and everything. You know, Trill's just like, you got this. You know. And then, literally, very first play, a gap opens up, and I have to run down 10 yards, shoot the gap, and make the tackle. So, like, it just happened right away, but everything went great. Everything felt great, and just it was definitely so good to be back out there with my team.
Now, you've had a chance to work during the course of training camp, but was it the mental aspect or the physical aspect that you were most curious about, and how do you think both of those components came along?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, mentally doing a drill work, backpedaling, cutting, doing things like that was fine. It was the whole mental and physical part of the whole contact and live situation that I had to get over since I hadn't been in that situation yet. Mm-hmm. And being able to go out there and do that Sunday definitely helped.
What do you still need to do to be 100%? I'm going to assume you're not quite there yet before the Lions game in a month when the regular season opens.
I just got to keep building. You know, it's just all the steps right now are in place. It's just continue to go out there and keep getting stronger, strengthening my leg in the weight room, coming out here, developing more trust in it. And as I can keep doing that, it's going to definitely be better for me.
Now, 2 years ago, Stevie was a real bandit around the league, 8 picks. What are the goals that you have for yourself this year coming off of the surgery? I don't know. Are they the same, similar, different?
You know, as I remember before Tuck left, me and Tuck were joking around, and you know how Adrian Peterson came off his ACL and 9 yards shy of the all-time rushing record. So I said, you know, 14 is the record. You know, I'm either going to get 14 or 13, you know. You know, just, you know, you got to set your goals high, just something like that, you know.
Stevie Brown, thanks for your time. Welcome back.
Appreciate it.
Best of luck.